There's a new movie version of Henry V, and film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
It's an amazing exercise in audacity. The 28-year-old English actor Kenneth Branagh deciding to out Olivier Olivier by adapting, directing, and starring in a new film of Henry V. Branagh is virtually unknown in America, although his ambitions and braggadocio have made him famous all over England. But the most unexpected thing about his movie is how gloriously good it is, as good in its way as Olivier's version. Branagh is very close to the age of the king he's playing. Olivier was 10 years older, and he has none of Olivier's built-in heroism. Branagh has the look of a lumpen prole who's just rolled out of bed. He has to earn the role, just as King Henry did. And with his James Cagney-like energy and a gorgeously modulated voice, he succeeds. As Henry earns the trust and devotion of his subjects, Branagh earns the fealty of his audience. Just listen to the emotion with which he invests the play's most stirring speech, the one Henry gives his ragged troops on the verge of the St. Crispin's Day battle.
We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whiles any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day!
Olivier made his Henry V in 1944 with the financial help of the British government. It wasn't just a Shakespearean masterpiece, it was a rally-the-troops masterpiece, meant to boost the spirits of the happy few fighting the Nazis. But Branagh's movie is much more fashionably ambivalent about war. It depicts the battles as chaotic, muddy, and futile. The only glory comes in the speeches that surround them. This approach is intellectually messy, since Shakespeare too meant his play to be an unequivocal call to battle. And it's made even messier by Branagh's failures as a director. The movie's badly edited, and at times unnecessarily confusing. And yet, Branagh overcomes these deficiencies with the force of his acting and the acting of his cast. He makes Shakespeare's ideal hero no less heroic for the ignominious battle he fights. Henry leads his troops into an ugly and unworthy war, but that war also makes them greater men, and it gradually turns Henry himself from an ale-guzzling fop into a king worthy of his crown. The most miraculous thing about Branagh's film is the way it lets us in on the process. This is an intimate Henry V, and a profoundly cinematic one. If Olivier emphasized the play's theatrical energies, Branagh emphasizes its beauty as a character study. He uses close-ups, asides, whispers. No one on screen sounds as though he's projecting into the last balcony. And you've never seen anything like this cast. Branagh gets brilliant performances from Ian Holm as the Welsh captain, from Robert Stevens as the bitterly comic Pistol, from Paul Scofield as the sorrowful French king and Judi Dench as Mistress Quickly, and from so many others that one can only marvel. If you're among those people who secretly suspect that Shakespeare is too lofty or stiff or difficult to be much fun, give Branagh's Henry V a try. It's not what those film critics on TV would call the feel-good movie of the year. But believe me, you'll laugh and you'll cry.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.